You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Linda Steffen. Just this fall, IPR brought you a success story. We highlighted Suttons Bay Public Schools, a district that's used creative budgeting, online programs, and fundraisers in order to remain solvent. But one of these solutions backfired this year. A large number of students enrolled in online programs didn't show up, at least not at the right time. Now hundreds of thousands of dollars have to be shaved from the Suttons Bay budget. Teachers will take an immediate 5% pay cut. A few have even agreed to retire mid-year. On the line with us today is longtime school board member Roger Merriman. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Linda.
So what happened?
We made an estimate of the number of children we'd have in our online program, and based on numbers we were given, and we cut that down significantly because we understand budgeting conservatively, but those numbers came in even lower than we expected.
Any sense of how come?
For online kids that we are dealing with, it's a problematic population. They don't operate along the same schedules that you know kids in brick and mortar schools do. A lot of them are homeless. A lot of them work. A lot of them are single moms with kids. But they all pretty much collectively understand that a high school diploma is important in terms of just earning power. And so, the state requires that they log on 10 times in the month, the count month, and they have at least one contact with a mentor. And we have a number of kids for whom that wasn't a working part of their vocabulary. But who could easily go on and be successful.
So you're not being paid for those students if they didn't fall into that.
No, and we're still servicing them. These are good, you know, decent kids who really want to get an education, and we don't feel we can walk away from that.
Roger, I've been reporting on Suttons Bay Public Schools and about a dwindling budget for years and years now, and I remember talking to you years ago, and you said that Suttons Bay is a good school from the road in. Do you still feel that way?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would put our educational product up against any school in the state. We are the lowest funded school in Leelanau County. Our teachers have an incredibly good teaching staff. It's just heart wrenching to see us in this situation. If we were a bad school, and I think that's what people did when they wrote the funding law, was they set up a punitive situation where if it was a bad school, then kids would leave, We're not a bad school, and kids aren't leaving. It's just the available population of kids is dwindling, and that's something we didn't have a lot of control over.
Do you think Suttons Bay is the only Northern Michigan school that's going through this?
Oh, absolutely not.
Why is it, do you think, that we don't hear so much about other districts that are struggling in Northern Michigan?
It's been the model that's been set up has been sort of competitive for students. And schools know that they simply can't afford to be too public about their problems. Okay, at some point in time, you don't have the luxury of being quiet. But I think an awful lot of schools, and I would think there are a lot of schools in the RISD that are in the same sort of a similar situation, and that they want to minimize the exposure of the kinds of difficulties they're having. Okay, until they can't.
How do you feel about having to ask your teachers to give back 5% of their pay for the rest of the year?
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, you hear this mantra from Lansing about no new taxes. Well, you know, a 5% pay cut is nothing more than a tax increase for them. You know, but it's a tax increase that they self-impose to keep something that's running that's part of normal government. I mean, public education is one of the things that made this country great.
Roger Merriman is a board member with Suttons Bay Public Schools. Thanks again, Roger.
Great, Linda. Thank you.